Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order at 7:04. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Gardner.
Here.
Danny Cumberledge.
Excused.
Alan Starnes.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
Yes.
Rita Gunderson.
Here.
Emil Mobeck.
Yes.
Very good, we do have a quorum. Moving right along to the approval agenda. As you know, we didn't have a kind of a, our workshop this afternoon, so we're gonna be pushing a few things back today to the next board meeting. We've been having little issues with the airline service, so. But we'll get that figured out and we'll just move forward. So with that, I take a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move to approve.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Alan. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Jack?
Yep.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Motion carries. With that, moving right along to our consent agenda this evening, one item. It's the minutes of our regular meeting on January 8th, 2019. Did everybody have a chance to go through the minutes? If so, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll make the motion.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay, very good. With that, we're gonna move right on to reports this evening. Our first on the list is our finance officer, and Krista, back from vacation. Did you win any money?
No.
Oh, darn. Okay, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Raw fish tax for December was $74.67.
Okay, I didn't hear that right. No.
Sales tax revenue was $38,638.87. Anybody have any questions?
Everything else is in your packet. Did everybody have a chance to go through? Any questions for Krista? Emil?
No, it just looks like we need to start catching, getting some fish around so we can catch them.
This is true. Get your butt back here and crawl them up for us.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Without hearing anything, thanks, Krista. And hopefully next month looks a little more encouraging. With that, we're going to move right along to number two. It's our administrator, and Jordan, I will turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not a lot to add. I got in touch with DOT last week about the dock. They intend to put it out on the website for bid this week. The funding has been secured, so all the formalities are out of the way. So that's, you know, it's moving. It's speed of government, unfortunately. You know, fisheries coming up, 21st, 26th, Board of Fish. It's not too late to submit comments. You can still submit comments that are under 10 pages between now and the meeting. I went ahead and submitted comments on behalf of the city. So, you know, every, you know, voice counts. Sales tax. So, I'm sure some of you have noticed that some online retailers are now charging sales tax for sales at a standpoint. We have not received any funds from any retailers yet. I contacted Brooks last week. Unfortunately, he was out of the office. You know, on the off chance that they do send us funds, we'll probably put it into an escrow account and just so we make sure that, you know, the collection is legal and above board. You know, there's other cities in the same boat as us. There's still discussion through AML to make a sort of tax authority that would be responsible to map out the state basically, and impose the tax rates. I mean, because it's not necessarily by zip code. I mean, standpoints, the zip code here is pretty straightforward. But if you get to the Wasilla area, you can have Wasilla zip code and be out of the city limits, but still in the Mat-Su borough. So there's a lot of work to be done on that. I know some you know, Juneau's contributed money to this effort. I know King Cove has as well. I think they gave $1,000. So it's gonna be a bit messy to implement it, but it's definitely coming down the line. The current thinking is that, you know, Amazon is charging sales tax now to kind of force this, you know, the state's hand on it. There's other states as well that are in this, you know, they don't have a state income tax, or sorry, a state sales tax, but, you know, individual cities do have a sales tax. So that's coming. TDX, they're one of their lead engineers is here, so we're gonna take a look at the harbor tomorrow to just, you know, look at our system down there. They also let me know that I was over there last 2 weeks ago, and this summer they hooked into the Trident electric system. So, if God forbid there's, you know, let's say a fire at their plant, they can, you know, tap into Trident and try to power the city to a certain degree. And, you know, or, you know, if Trident loses power, then, you know, TDX can power it. So it's not something that necessarily you see, but it's good to have a backup.
What did they say about our boiler and then our trailer court and then?
They gave me some stats on the boiler. They're going to do a negotiated purchase power agreement, so they'll probably sell, you know, once the testing phase is done with the boiler at the clinic and the school, probably charge about 4 cents a kilowatt hour. And then with the trailer court, they're going to look at it this week when the engineer's here. Oh yeah, so the governor's budget comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it's probably not going to be like good old days, but we'll see what happens. There's definitely a focus on public safety. You know what that entails. You know, in terms of, you know, funding for, you know, city police or, you know, grant funding. Who knows? Probably an emphasis on the troopers. You know, in the court system. But, you know, when it comes to municipal services, you know, funding for things like, the ferry system or infrastructure projects, you know, at the city level, we'll find out. I don't have a good answer, unfortunately. But, you know, we don't anticipate a lot of, you know, capital project funding. That's about it. Community revenue sharing, assuming it's still there, should be just about the same as last year. I'm not sure, you know, how familiar everybody is with the system, but the community revenue sharing, or community, whatever it's called now, it's derived from the interest generated by the PCE fund. So, you know, but that's not necessarily, it's not enshrined into law. So the state does have the option to take, you know, the revenue from it and put it elsewhere. So, and there's also been talk of increasing the PERS floor. So that could hit us fairly hard if there's any changes to the PERS funding structure.
So, true that.
But, you know, AML's, you know, been pushing back on that pretty hard, and the bigger cities have, you know, been lobbying against that because they've faced a pretty significant hit.
Very good. Questions for Jordan? Jack?
Just one on that online sales tax. So they're collecting the city's sales tax, is that it? So they go, they look through a record that says, well, Sandpoint's charging 3%, so that's what they're doing, and they're putting that money somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna make
4%.
Sure. Look at the cost of retrieving that and make sure that comes somewhere to where it's not going to Anchorage, Juneau.
Amazon orders had a sales tax, but I don't think it was more like 2% or something. It wasn't. I don't know. I didn't grab my calculator.
It's 4%.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
4. That's right. We raised.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for Jordan? Not hearing any. Thank you. Krista, in my box, I do believe, are all the bills from...
Yeah,
okay.
I got the email.
Okay, so we'll see what they did to them, if that made a difference or not. And hopefully we'll get something straightened away with our friends at TDS. So a couple other things, and I don't mean to steal your thunder there, but I don't know if everyone knows, but the harbor, or that the city dock had an accident this weekend with a coastal transportation boat when it was blowing, what, 50, 60? And he was trying to sneak out of there and didn't get out till he ripped the one of the blinking lights and the with the cat head or whatever that is over in the corner. Pretty much tore it off. It's
pretty
been
much
clean right over. So I think Jordan will figure out what comes next. We'll talk with Coastal or whatever and figure that out and figure out where to go from here with that.
We, you know, we could file an insurance claim with our city and have them, you know, go after it as well.
Well, I think they all step up to the plate.
Okay.
And if that's the case, let's let them do that instead of filing a claim against, you know, ours.
Right.
Which still be cleaner.
Okay.
So, but anyway, we'll get working on that, and then you'll take care of that new cover for the walkway.
I sent an email to Ken this afternoon.
Okay, good.
And the Coast Guard called. They wanted me to send them the pictures that I have of the catwalking. So I'll be doing that tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
And a report.
Yeah. And two in front of you, FYI, our friends at North Shore Insurance Services finally got an account set up. So we actually have a Sandpoint Memorial Fisherman's Fund account, but it follows through this North Star Insurance Services. They'll be holding the money. So anytime we want to do, and Krista, we're going to be looking to maybe find some park benches and maybe clean up that area a little bit somehow, and then we can ask for four monies through that account. So I think it was like $33,000 originally from the golf tournament they had for the strictly designated to the Sandpoint account. So I think there's 20 some thousand left in it. And I don't know if they plan to do an annual deal on that or not, but it may be. But anyway, so that's been set up, and they did. You got a check, I do believe, right? Yeah, it's here somewhere. So Curtis must have had it. But anyway, so they did finally pay up, and they got a separate account for us, so that'll be moving forward. So with that, I'm going to move right along. Our Department of Public Safety, the chief is busy this evening. Everything's going smoothly there. We've been having some issues getting in and out of town, but so has everybody else. So everything, but other than that, it's been gone smooth. Town's really slow. Our public works manager is often busy too, I take it, and they've been busy. So they've been working on equipment and getting parts, I think they got parts ready to get this boat back together too, Alan. I don't know if you want to be stick your nose in there once in a while and take a peek.
Try not to.
Well, yeah. Okay. But anyway, so we'll keep that rolling. And with that, we're going to move right along to our harbor master. And Richard, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, just a short report. Dump runs on a regular basis still going on. Crew has been chinking away at the white metal pile over in the corner of the new harbor and just getting rid of garbage from the harbor. They've serviced the machinery and changed oils and greased the machinery. They've been working on a few street lights around town.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And they're busy. They're building bilge blocks and they've been building and painting crosses to replace those that need replacing, and it's ongoing. It'll keep going that way. They did some work on the big travel lift. It changed the oil and the drive gears, and the brakes were bled. But they've just busy around town hauling, and today they were up working with the water department up at the school, with the water tank up there, something going on. But, and there was that coastal boat that ran into the catwalk at the city dock Sunday morning about 2:00. But that's ongoing. It's gonna be, something will happen with it.
Yeah.
The skipper, he was sleeping at the time, taking a nap, and the mate took over and just misjudged, but it was blowing probably 50 or 60 out of the west. It was miserable down there.
And you have received the new tires for the small fork, I mean,
yes,
small.
For the small lift. Travel lift, we have the tires came for them, and I ordered some electrical stuff for the harbor. Got about half the order, the receptacles. I'm still waiting for more switches, and they are bad. Switches on all the meters in the harbor are that it must be the salt air, but you know the crew members get shocked when they're turning the power on and off. So we change them out when somebody says something. But that's all I have to report, barring any questions.
Very good, thanks, Moon. Also, we did receive the lumber for the boxes and have spoke with Louis, and that should start happening soon, I hope.
He was working on them today. I asked him if he would go over to Trident and see what size the boxes that were made over there and talk to Alan, because Alan gave us all the amount of lumber to buy for the boxes and stuff. So he's coming to see you.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
we'll show him. I'll give him the grand tour.
There you go. That'd be awesome for those Saints, because a couple of guys built some boxes this summer, and the Saints are too big for the boxes still. But I see the Trident ones, they set right inside.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. And then coming up, get ready for this, but this summer we're going to keep that one section clean, you know, from that corner all the way down. No nets allowed in that spot.
Oh, okay.
That's what these boxes are for, because we've got to have a spot where people can actually use that wall, you know, because for the ones, you know, in and out, kind of, because it's not, like I said, I hadn't been using the travel lift thing the last time in years, because you can't get on that wall.
Yes, you can't.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we'll work on that this spring, and no nets on that one section, and we'll use those boxes for that and see if we can keep a few of them off there, and hopefully we can get that workable for the fishermen.
Or even, you know, those guys that fish for Trident, just about 90% of them have boxes. They could, you know, if we run short of boxes, granted there's only going to be five, but I mean, their gear boxes or net boxes could be brought into play also.
Maybe we can put them in there and just set them aside there up on the beach there for a while until summer's over. We'll play that by ear and see where that gets us, and see if we can help alleviate some of that issues down there this summer.
Thank you.
Yeah, if we get to go fishing.
Yeah, good luck. No, it's a scary situation.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's not funny. So, and with that, I do believe Jack, myself, Danny, and Emma will be at those meetings, and Jordan will be there also. And we talked about that coming up at Swampsea, Shirley, if you give that some thought too. So that's 2 days at the end of the month. And Alan, you're not going to be able to go?
I don't know. Well, you know, with that pollock still sitting on the table, okay. I'm a little, if those guys can find it, but they haven't found anything yet. They one guy was out last night and this morning. Nothing.
So, well, we'll play those by ear. So, again, Jack, I think we talked, Charlotte, you guys spoke with her, Amy, and so we're kind of using her for a clearinghouse, so everybody has a different testimony, so we're not all doing, like, two people doing the same thing or something, so we're trying to keep them all different, so we're covering points, and I know yours are covered, so, but I,
well,
you know, for Amy,
for one of us are covered, me and I got to come up.
Well, that you can work with
well, that's
Charlotte,
okay.
And then we kind of got a clearinghouse with the lawyer from Seattle, had a bunch of ideas along with camp and everybody, so they're all out there. I think you can pick and choose.
Oh, and this cotton pollock, something that you guys might want to think about putting that in with your testimony, but it could come back for us having zit out here again for a while.
No, right, that's something, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I haven't had much luck with, they don't seem to want to look at economics when it comes to our area. Everybody else is okay, but not us.
Yeah, no, it's scary. But anyway, Emil, if you have a chance too, would you chat with Charlotte and see where we all fall through with this now that we're not able to do a group testimony? Jack?
Yeah, right. It sounded like I had a meeting today with them there, and sounds like if we go up, you know, like one after another and put our cards in, I guess it sounds like the chair reads the names in order the way they get put on that main list. So we may still, if we put our cards right, you know, in there one after another, we may still be able to get up together one after another.
Yeah, well, I didn't sound that way from my last chat, so let's be ready to have our things rolling so, you know, we cover different points.
Right, yeah, and that's it. You know, and I asked Charlotte today, I said, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, everybody kind of had a trial run of what they wanted to talk about and then put them in the, you know, the different places so we can fill up those other spots that, you know, that nothing's being touched up on so nobody doubles up on anything.
Right.
We get all our points across.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. So hopefully it all works out. And I got the list the other day. There's a lot of people going to be testifying, so the more the merrier, but it's looking good so far. So hopefully everybody makes it to the meetings and we'll go from there. Jack, you had another point?
I just have a question for you because I'm seeing how late the Swampsea meetings are versus when the opening for that codfish is, and I'm wondering if there's one of the other council members who could switch out for me for that seat on that.
That's if you don't want to go, that's fine.
What are you guys thinking? I mean, I don't want to spend the money and not have nobody go, but if somebody else could go, with the way these planes are flying, I'm really getting nervous about being that close to the opening.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand that totally. Well, I've been kind of working on Cheryl. Maybe it's 2 days, so she might be able to come in for the Swampsea.
I don't know if the planes are that iffy. I can't be out there.
Yeah, right.
My boss has to leave.
We'll play it by ear, Jack, but if you have to come back early, just no worries.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the weather doesn't seem to have a lot to do with it. It seems
no,
no planes.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck, you know? And like I said, with us not knowing what's going on, every fish I can catch along the way is going to be important,
yeah.
Sure, I think.
Well, I guess the plane still broke down in King Salmon. That's the problem. They're looking for, they need a new engine.
And that's the big one.
Yeah.
That's a Rolls Royce engine.
Yeah.
Already. I never thought they would have went.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Okay, with that, any questions for Moon? Not hearing any thank you.
You're welcome.
And our student representative is playing ball as we speak, I do believe. They're all a little bit on the sick side with the flu, but they're all in Anchorage. So, with that, we're going to move right along to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions this evening. Number one is Ordinance 219-01, Acquisition and Disposal of City Property Amendment. And it'll be our first reading this evening, and I'll let you touch on it, Jordan. It's just a little housekeeping on this one, if I'm correct.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, this is just a cleanup provision. While going through our ordinance and looking at, you know, how we dispose of city-owned property, there's actually a couple just blank sections in the code. It could have been just a record-keeping error or something, but you just want to get this cleared up. So the first issue deals with disposing city land for residential development. So the proposed language would require any property disposed by the city to be used as residential property for 25 years with a 2-year time frame to make to put a house up. So that's the first recommendation. Second goes to the actual disposal itself. There was no date given where a notice had to take place. So the lawyer recommended 30 days minimum, which as well as, you know, posting multiple places. Obviously, you know, city-owned property, it's a finite, you know, quantity, and once you get rid of it, it's difficult to get it back. So it's important to get the public involved and make sure everybody's aware and on the same page. And then lastly, the temporary use, that was never defined, with, you know, what dollar figure would be, you know, permissible, direct, you know, what dollar figure, for improving city-owned land. Obviously, if it's a temporary use situation, then odds are somebody's not gonna put a lot of money into it. You may be some gravel or a temporary, you know, trailer for, like, you know, construction or something. So yeah, the recommendations are in here. Again, you know, it's just a simple, you know, cleanup ordinance. There's no change of policy or, it's just a cleanup measure, really. It's nothing, you know, groundbreaking.
Yeah. Okay, with that, I would entertain a motion to put on the floor for the first reading, ordinance 2019-01.
I'll make a motion to put 2019-01 for first reading on the table.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
And Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. This will be back to us next month for a second and final reading and adoption of the ordinance to clean up that section. So with that, we're going to move on to number two, ordinance 2019-02. It's just our FY19 budget amendment for almost midway through, and it'll be the first reading, and there's a couple cleanups Jordan will mention, but we'll have time to go through that again and look at it and make sure that we're all good there and whatnot. But we wanted to adjust some of those numbers. And is there anything that you would like to hit on that before we move on, Jordan?
Yeah, I just want to, I mean, it's definitely doesn't balance out in the city's favor. The majority of that was just due to the fishing this year, both our summer salmon as well as a decreased winter fishery. And then also the Department of Revenue shared fisheries tax is down significantly this year. Nothing we can, you know, the city can really do about it. The original number was based on previous years, so, you know, making this budget, you know, I felt confident that we'd be in the same range, and that turned out not to be the case. But there were some bright sides, you know, increased mortgage revenue from the harbor, as well as equipment rental, which was mostly due to that sewer outfall line. So it's now doom and gloom. And then the capital gain and loss of $43,000, that's due to just volatility in the city's investment pool. And I wouldn't be surprised in the next report we get on that, it would be back up to at least even. You know, the first half of this year, the stock market did pretty poorly, but most of those losses have been recovered. So it should be zeroed out again by June, but just we're just recognizing the fact that the change did take place with this budget. One item I did want to just go over, and we can, you know, make some tweaks as needed, was it's on page 4 of the budget. Under general fund expenditures, public safety, line 520 contractual, it was at 10,000 and I zeroed it out. After talking to Hal, it should be about 5,000. It pays for, you know, the fingerprinting service as well as records management service through the state. So that should read 5,000 instead of zero. But other than that, you know, you can take a look. There's not too many, you know, drastic changes other than the fish tax revenue, both, you know, citywide and then the state level. It's a tight budget, but you know, this, you know, mid-year adjustment just kind of reflects the changes and gives us a more accurate idea of where we are and, you know, how we can move forward.
Very good. With that, I'd entertain a motion to put on the floor for the first reading, 2019-02, our FY19 budget amendment for the year.
I guess I'll make Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-02.
For the first reading, motion made by Marita. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Okay, with that, is there any other discussion that anything that came up? And we'll have time now to look at this again before the second reading and adoption of the actual ordinance, so you'll have through next meeting. But is there any other discussion items at this point? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Amel?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good, thank you. Motion carries. Nothing under old business this evening. New business. Number one is discussion of water sewer refuse rate increases. Unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to meet this afternoon with the plane situation, so Shannon, if you would, we'll put that on next month's agenda item. Moving along to number two is wharfage for vehicles are coming across the city dock, and this is kind of brought up by Krista, but good point made. As you see, Sue's driveway up there at a parking lot at Shimigan Auto is full up again, and you know, the city's been kind of eating that time that it takes to drain those and get them ready for disposal. We'd like to charge any new vehicles or vehicles coming into the community via the ferry or coastal a one-time fee, so it'll cover it at the other end of this, the draining of that vehicle and disposing of it. So we'd like to have, well, just discussion on that, and we'll bring it up as the next month deal, but I think it would be a good thing. I don't know how you guys feel or if you've given any thought to that. Is there anybody, what are your thoughts on that, or we'll just put that next month's agenda also? Is that okay with the council? I'm seeing nods.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, with that, thank you, and we'll get that there. Number three is our FY18 audit, our final results, and we didn't really get a chance to sit down and discuss those also, so unfortunately we'll push that off till the next month's meeting also, and we'll discuss that at the workshop and then and pass those at the next meeting. They did, Jordan, turn out well. Everything looks good in them, and if you have a chance to read, you will see that also. So, but we'll discuss that at the March meeting. Number four under new business is AEB community budget request process for FY20. I do believe there's an outline or something that the borough has sent to us. I think it might be sitting on my desk, and some of the things that we discussed before, I think number one on our list, of course, is floats in that harbor. And I know they're working on that. That's going to be some, whenever they spend the rest of the money on those other things, that they can come back and work on that. But there's several other things, and we can all sit down and chat about those. I mean, we need some paving in the harbor, and we can start there. Our main things that we use as a community is our harbor, is our fishermen, and we'd like to see upgrades in that harbor first off. But I think to slide off the harbor when we start putting in other deals is that we'd like to, there's a few spots in town, Johnson Avenue, water and sewer situation. ANTHC was out last week or whatever, and they understand the problem up there with the wood state piping, and we're, I think, number two on their list on that one. So we may get some relief there on that one, but I'd like to put in some more of the requests on the important things that the city needs on these requests to the borough. So we'll be getting those things lined up for Jordan to submit, and go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, on a water and sewer, I mean, we've identified about $1.2 million in projects, and you know, these aren't pie in the sky, you know, concepts. These are, you know, legitimate needs.
Lifts.
You know, lift stations, I mean, you know, they just have a finite lifespan. You know, the Mud Bay lift station's 40 years old this year. You know, the rails are broken, you know, it only has one pump, it needs two pumps. So there's definitely needs when it comes to water and sewer. You know, the water system isn't mapped. I mean, there's no formal mapping of, you know, where the water system is. You know, there's the wood state pipes. I mean, there's, you know, our water plant is an energy hog. I mean, it's a nice plant, don't get me wrong, but it, you know, there's efficiencies that can be made in there that would, you know, cut down on operating costs and, you know, pay it back over time. So, I mean, you know, all of a list of, you know, smaller scale. I mean, you know, obviously we'll ask for, you know, the floats and the paving, but just, you know, smaller scale things that would, you know, we could take care of this summer or, you know, this fall that would have an immediate impact on, you know, on the community and hopefully save us money.
If that's okay, we'll get those things rolling. I think we got March 20 or something like that, or 15.
It's due the 15th, so we can, our meeting's the 12th of March.
So, and if there's other things you guys think of, we'll bring them up at the next workshop. So, and, but I think we've been chatting a lot about this, and it always starts at where, you know, what Sandpoint is at Harbor. And things that we'd like to have taken care of there, but then it slips away into the community, and that's big water and sewer projects that need to be dealt with. Jack?
I'd be open to some of the woodwork on our east wall to get taken care of, maybe over the summers. I don't know when it's slow period for moving through.
I don't know. I'm waiting for somebody to come in with a pile driver, you know, Ted, hopefully Ted will just even to get some piling driven along here that it's in dire straits.
Well, Ted, I'm not sure what's gone on. You know, he lost his boat, and then I think he bought it back from the insurance. So he said he's got some lot of rebuilding to do on that Island Trader. So
he does.
Yeah, it was I think a couple million dollars worth of damage. So he was on the rock piles in one of those narrows or whatever, and they condemned the boat, the insurance company. So he bought it back, and he's. You know, I know he's resourceful and everything, but he's happened to rebuild that himself. So I'm not sure where that puts him on or what kind of timeline, if that's going to be back here by summer or how he's doing that. But he's in Washington working on the boat. So, and I know that's the boat he uses to do the driving.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, on the pile driving, you know, I don't know who's going to end up winning the bid for the new dock.
Oh, right.
They'll
yeah.
have equipment up here and, you know.
That's, we may have
to,
yeah, if things work out, maybe we need to talk to whomever does that down there. Maybe we can swoop in and get a few things taken care of if it can get, I don't know what they'll have. It might be too big to get in the harbor to do in some of those spots.
I know when they put the grid in a couple of years, when they put the
yeah.
grid in, that was a pretty big barge.
Oh, they had it right in there though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had that barge up in there. When they rebuilt the grid.
Well, maybe we'll that's a good point. Let's we'll keep our eye on that and see if we can get a couple of things taken care of when they're here.
But I just think that whatever we can do as far as maintenance goes with this dip looking
yeah.
like it's coming again in the fisheries, that you know, it would be money ahead rather than let it all go and wait for that lottery,
yeah,
something
right.
to come in. We're just gonna have to start trying to take care of as much as we can.
Yeah.
With our crew.
Well, we'll work on that. We'll keep our eye on that one. So that's a good point. Thank you, Jack.
And I put in for about $120,000 in state funding for the Mud Bay lift
yeah.
station. Submitted the application Friday. So hopefully within a month or two, we'll have a yay or nay on that. And then if we do get the funding, maybe leverage money from the borough to do some other things. So,
mm-hmm. Good. And again, good idea. Yeah, good point on that one. But if you guys, anything that you have thinking about that list, just either call Jordan or myself and we'll get that included. And then we'll, again, hash it out in the March meeting before the deadline to get it turned in.
Do we have new numbers on that pump house and stuff and what it's costing? I mean, the last numbers I saw was like $10,000 a month, but I'd heard that we'd cut down a lot of water.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's gone down.
Yeah, I have to hand it to the boys. The leaks are... We're getting right down there. The pumps, some of them are able to turn off now. So, I mean, we were running those things. We were just running water through the community, and a few of them were really big.
Yeah.
And so we're doing well there. But it's still, as Jordan said, it is an energy hog, and that's some things we got to look at figuring out how to downscale that use of the pumps in that pump. It was set up for a growing community and a lot bigger things that, you know, we were looking. Silver Bay was coming in here to. The cannery, they were going to be a big source of using water. So all those things came into effect when we built that plant. And now here we are, things didn't go that way. And now we're using a lot more electricity and pumps and moving water than we need to for what's going on in the community. So, but we're looking at that. And the money that he was doing for that, maybe we can cut down on some of that stuff. So, but again, if you guys have anything on that list that you'd like to add, and you too, Emil, I keep forgetting about you sitting on a table. I know it's hard to miss you there, but we
I blend in well.
Okay, but anything any of you guys have, give us a jingle, give Jordan a jingle, and we'll get those included, and we can discuss them again in March, and then we'll get them fired off to the borough by the 15th. So, that's good? No more comments?
Right, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Emil. We're gonna move right along to the public comments and, wow.
Yeah.
Any comments out there?
No, I'm the only one here.
So, okay, I will close that portion of the meeting and move on to council comments, and I'm gonna start with Shirley this evening.
No comments.
Very good, thank you, Shirley. Marita?
No comments.
Okay, Alan?
I'm quiet tonight.
Oh, okay, and Jack?
I'll follow suit tonight.
Okay, and Emil?
No, nothing much tonight.
Okay, very good. I thank you guys for that, but one more point just before we leave, and I wanna make sure that everybody out there, anyone listening, council, everybody, Board of Fish meeting is 21st of this month. If you're able to go, please be there. Have testimony ready, any way you can to help work on this. It's, I think, I almost feel sometimes it's taken a little lighter than we should. I'm scared. I really feel that we gotta make sure we're on top of our game there and make sure that we testify and get the folks out. So anybody that's attending, if they can, please get a hold of Charlotte at the borough. And we're kind of running through all the testimonies through her to make sure that no one's doubling up, as Jack said, our points that are made, that we want to make sure we're covering all points that we can without doubling up. So get Charlotte a call. If you don't know her number, it's 907-274-7566. So give her a jingle and let's see if we can get everybody's testimony straightened away. And with that, I don't have anything else. I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Alan. Do I have a second? Second by Jack. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same sign? Not hearing any. I thank you guys for coming this evening, and we'll be ready to tackle those few issues next month in March. And everybody have a good evening, and thank you for coming.